Green Willow Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and Harper Audio present The Wolf's Curse by Jessica Vitalis. Performed by Emily Lawrence. To be perfectly honest, I'd rather you walk away now. Life is hard enough without adding death to the mix. Besides, your precious time is better spent doing something else. Wouldn't you rather be fetching water, hanging the wash, picking lice from your hair? I see that you are not to be put off. In that case, we need to get a few things straight. First, I'm not a beast, a monster, or the devil. I'm only a tired wolf in search of relief. Second, I exist in the shadowy space between this world and the next. I slip between the two, doing things, seeing things, knowing things you will likely deem unbelievable. Finally, you must understand that it's not myself I'm trying to save. Or at least, not only myself. Still determined to come along? Fine. But I warn you, the path ahead isn't easy. It will be filled with darkness and despair, and you will almost certainly regret your decision, just as I regret mine. Chapter 1. I trot through the narrow cobblestone streets of Bruges by the sea, feeling every one of my 700 winters. Over the centuries, my pads have calloused, cracked, and bled, then calloused again. My sharp teeth have dulled. The tips of my white fur have taken on a yellow tinge. Lately, I've noticed bare patches spreading across my haunches, leaving what's left matted and dull. Before I became a wolf, back when I was still a maiden with an entire life ahead of me, I would have been horrified to know that one day I'd be an old, dingy canine. Who am I kidding? I would have been horrified to know that one day I'd be any kind of canine at all. Never mind. It hardly matters now. Not if everything goes according to plan. The old man's smell is mild at first, but it quickly grows stronger. When I first started this job, the sweet, slightly harsh smell of impending death, something like black licorice mixed with tobacco, was strangely satisfying. Now it fills my snout, taints my breath with its stench. Not that I mind. Not today. I've waited countless winters for this moment. With the old man out of the way, the boy will be in need of assistance. My tail swishes back and forth as the carpenter's shop comes into view. I accept the open door's invitation and slip inside. There's no fire, but the walls block the chilly wind blowing off the sea, making the room pleasant enough. The smell coming from the old man mixes with fresh-cut wood, mostly pine and oak, but I detect maple and cedar, too. A worn counter gives way to a door leading to a workshop that once teemed with half-finished chests, tables, and other furnishings. Now the swept room sits mostly empty, while the carpenter's tools, augers, chisels, planes, saws, and a great deal more, are carefully organized along the walls. Bastian the carpenter, once tall and muscled, hunches over a simple nightstand, patiently fitting a tapered leg. His white skin is dotted with age. He's wearing gray pantaloons and a wool tunic, both worn but neatly mended. Nearby, the light-skinned, curly-haired boy of 12 winters finishes tightening the rope he strung through holes in a wooden bed frame to support a mattress. This is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?